Tuesday. Giving is a way of sharing. The Apostle Paul was sent to the Gentiles to tell them about Jesus Christ, risen from the dead. And we know from the book, The Acts of the Apostles, that in a very short time, the Apostle Paul founded churches, churches, and churches. In the area of the state of Turkey, nowadays the state of Turkey, those days all Roman Empire, and in Greece, he even came to Rome. And there, many Gentiles became converts to the Christendom. But there was a gap of mentality between the Christians which came out of the Jews and the Christians which came out of the Greek world. In their mind, they were not the same. And Paul, the apostle, tried to bridge this gap. And he collected money in all the churches he had founded to spend, to collect this money for the church in Jerusalem. Because when time went by and all the richer ones in Jerusalem in the early church had sold their possessions, nothing else could be sold. And Jesus hadn't come back. And then there came a sad time for the early church in Jerusalem. They were poor, very, very poor. And Paul collected Galatia, Roman province of Asia, in Greece, and collected and collected. And in those days, you got the money you worked for daily. It was a daily income. And Paul said, put away a small amount of that daily, day by day. Put something aside, that when I come again, you can give money for the church in Jerusalem. Do it daily. Otherwise you won't have anything when I come by. Systematic taking in reserve something for the Lord. When we earn our salary monthly, then we could do it monthly. And in the beginning, not at the end of the month, but when we get the money. Otherwise it could happen that nothing is left. And then we say, well, I would like to, but there's nothing left. So in the beginning, when you have the full amount, you must put something aside, that it is holy. Do not touch it. Otherwise, you will never succeed in giving as a way of sharing. And year over year, Paul addressed the churches. For example, to the church in Corinth, he wrote in his second letter to this church in chapter 8, verse 9, for you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that you through his poverty might be rich. And therefore, he reminds them, he gave everything for you. What are you going to give for him? Do you want to give anything back to him? It would be good to do so. You will be blessed by it. And Paul was a person who said, do it with a willing heart, with a joyful heart. Otherwise it is nonsense. Doesn't make any sense. It's not a duty. It's not a must. It must be a joyful act to support those who have less than you.